What's going on?
Jesus Christ, you loud bastard. How many coffees have you had?
Hell yes.
Yeah, nah, good on you, mate.
Snake, how are things?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. Pretty good. I just listened to that song. Why do they have to sing at the start, right? They're like, Day Tripper, Day Tripper. What does that mean? Are you trying to be badass? Wait, I don't get it.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, where do I
That's
start?
Atticus says that is the greatest metal band ever.
Really?
You disagree.
I don't like metal that much. Like, to me, metal's a bit silly. It's a bit too much.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Dude. It's Halloween, man. You gotta listen to shit like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna come at you hard.
You bring it, buddy. Bring it.
So,
We started yet? We haven't started, have
no,
this
very soon.
cold open?
We gotta try and not say the bundle of sticks that's a burden word, because I've last set we had to cut out about 50,000 words and it's been a bit of a problem. So no bundles of sticks.
Anything else? Chrissy
No.
Mars a fucking cunt?
That's fine.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
It's just the YouTube have got strict
Well, I know
rules.
most of the world fucking appreciates cunts as a word.
It's a great word. But
It's very frowned upon here.
I feel like it's not harsh enough. You know, I need a word that really cuts through.
Oh, it's very harsh here. In
Is
North
it?
America, cunt's very harsh.
Really? Nah,
Very, very harsh.
it's not even that. I need something worse. What do you got?
Cunt's all we got here, man. Cunt fucking freaks chicks out. You call a chick a cunt? Oh!
But so
I
many are
know in the
cunts.
UK, fucking they throw cunts around like crazy.
Yeah, but you still gotta be careful with women. Like, they don't really love being called cunts. I'm not gonna lie. Like, your mate is a funny cunt. That's funny, you know. That's a term of endearment. But you start calling chicks cunts, you're playing with fire. I'm not gonna lie.
No. It's fucking funny, dude.
And a lot of them are cunts.
Especially at work.
Yeah.
It's great at work. Oh, no, it's best to call fucking chicks who aren't cunts.
Right.
That's
Get
even
it.
better.
Get them really
You can't call a
insecure and.
cunt a cunt. That's boring.
Yeah,
You
right.
gotta call a non-cunt a cunt. Then they give you the look. They're like, oh, it's this son of a bitch.
Genius. It's like when you call a chick
And
of
then
a
they just
decent body,
smile.
you say they're fat, and then they have a meltdown.
Exactly.
But a chubby fat
It's
chick
fun.
like Christina, you say, oh, you're fat, and they're like, yeah, I know, or they have some, you know, bullshit excuse. They're used to it.
Well,
Anyway.
she should be by now, I suppose.
Yeah, well, she should be. Actually, in her defense and to her credit, she can take a lot of shit.
You enjoy her.
A lot of guys on Twitter can't take it. They can dish it out and they're very
No.
fragile. Which
So
is,
there's a lot of fragile on Twitter.
yeah, and you expect women to be fragile, but when men are fragile, it's pretty cringeworthy. I don't like
Very
Anyway,
sad.
I'm gonna do the official intro. So you ready?
Am ready.
All right, welcome back to the Brown Snake interview series. Today's guest is the whitest man on earth, Dominic Sin. Welcome, Dominic.
Very nice to be here, sir.
Yeah, you have to really worry about sun cancer, I suppose, being so white. I saw you on the Ski
No.
Mask show and you're white as shit.
No. Fuck,
Really?
it doesn't matter, man. Fuck, you don't get skin cancer fucking here. I'm living up fucking north, man. 0 degrees today. Beautiful this morning. I was out for fucking 2 hours. There's no sun, man. It's beautiful.
I'm freaking out here because today it's 16 degrees Celsius and I've got UGG boots on. I'm cold. It's like a real throwback to winter.
Those UGG boots are ugly, sir. Ugly.
You think it's for a fashion thing? I'm not a fashionista. It's a matter of they keep my feet warm.
You live in Australia, dude. It's fucking 0 degrees at the fucking beginning of November here.
Your country's
frost on the ground.
We're not used to
snow
that.
On people's cars.
Settle down. We're not used to it. No,
no
good.
No Uggs. No Uggs for this champ.
Well, you walk around barefooted in the snow.
We wear shoes, dude. Shoes and socks. Socks are big here.
Really?
Gotta have some nice socks.
The sock industry's huge
you
in
know
Canada.
It, man. The sock industry is huge in Canada.
You're repping for big socks.
I can't imagine this. We got fancy fucking reinforced socks, man. It's fucking good quality shit.
What is a reinforced sock entail? What's a reinforced sock like?
Extra
oh padding.
My god, they reinforce the heel. They reinforce. Fuck, you can get electric socks here that fucking that heat up your feet.
Are they frowned upon as being a bit effeminate?
No, they're big with people. Like, fuck, if you're working outdoors all day, if you're working outdoors for 8 hours and it's fucking minus 40 outside, yeah, you put on some electric socks.
Maybe you should work
people
harder, you
buy
lazy
a whole
fucks.
Outfit here.
Just work and get the blood pumping.
Oh, you'd be 0 degrees, you'd be crying.
I would be crying.
You couldn't handle it.
I define, like, obviously, people say there's no snow in Australia. There is, you dumb cunts. You just got to go to the mountains. But when you go there, I hate it. It's so cold. Everything gets numb. You feel like you can't walk, and you start to stop moving. It's crazy.
Beautiful, sir.
You're
beautiful. You move fast. You feel excited. It's good. I love it when it gets the air gets crisp. Smells good. See little rabbits running around. It's fucking great, dude.
No, you're wrong. Okay, so you're on vacation, or do you call it holiday or vacation up there?
I would call it a vacation. It's not a holiday. A holiday would be like Halloween was the holiday. This is a whole week of vacation.
Yeah, so you're very USA. You're very in sync, you guys, in a lot of things, unlike the rest of the world.
We are very USA.
Okay, so...
And what's wrong with that?
Everything. So... How many weeks a year, holiday, vacation, do working people get, like, in Canada?
Well, probably the average would be four.
Yeah, that's Australia, too. I thought someone said in the US it's more 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. There's some places where it totally sucks, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But that's like, up to the individual. Like, yeah, I don't know. They fucking slaves down there. Who knows? I don't know. I ain't living down there.
The rules here, it's like any full-time worker gets 4 weeks a year holiday, and it's some like 15-day sick day a year. It's pretty good.
Yeah, you need the time off to relax, to chill. Who wants to be fucking working all the time, man?
Nobody. Like, now that I've fully retired, I miss having sick days. That's the biggest thing I miss. I can't have days off.
Yeah, I got lots of sick days too, man.
Yeah.
Sick days, weeks of vacation, holidays, it's all great here.
Did you vote for Justin Trudeau?
No, I would never. No, I live in the redneck place. We currently have a crazy, crazy anti-vax, total conspiracy woman running our province. It's wonderful.
Is she hot?
We do not like Justin Trudeau here. No, she is totally not hot. She's got resting bitch face 24/7. She looks insane.
That's disappointing.
Very unpleasant.
So you
very unpleasant.
In Canada, were you forced to get the vaccination thing?
Once again, I live in a redneck province where they think it's a conspiracy theory, so no.
Ah, right. So it wasn't like a national government approach thing.
Well, Trudeau tried to do that, but we're very resistant out here. You see a lot of Confederate flags in Alberta. It's a very redneck, very, like, the Americans will make fun of the African Americans, the black folk that they got down there.
Yeah.
All the black folk here in Alberta are like Carlton off of the Fresh Prince.
Right.
It's a very, very different place. And
I'd like to point out I don't understand that reference at all. What's the Fresh Prince?
You don't understand Carlton? You've never watched The Fresh Prince.
To me, The Fresh Prince is Prince Charles.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with Will Smith.
Nah, I don't care for Will Smith.
I'm very disappointed.
You see Will Smith in these
you
movies.
Are not, you know, the.
And he looks like a skinny nerd. I don't
You're
get
not
it.
Mr. Pop Culture?
Surprisingly, no.
Well, whatever. It was a popular show.
Well, not to me.
The people know. The listeners know. Just because you don't know, you don't know. You know, Eggplant Frank doesn't know. You fellas over there, whatever.
Like, why do I have to watch everything that comes up? A lot of it's shit.
Well, there are some shit things, I will agree.
Like superhero movies.
The Fresh Prince was a classic show.
You love superhero movies, that's right, isn't it? You love them. You love capes, you love magical powers. What do you love about them?
No. I love different shit, man. I love some superhero movies. Not all superhero movies. Never seen any of those Avengers movies.
What are the movies
Winter Soldier,
you like?
Captain America.
All right.
Winter Soldier, Captain America is the best. That's the best superhero movie.
Well, what powers do those superheroes have?
Well, Captain America is just he's got the super soldier serum. The super soldier serum? You're not aware of that?
No.
And he's got a super hard shield. America.
That's it. All he has is a shield.
That's the type of things I like, man.
Can he fly?
Batman's great. No, he can't fly.
I don't know.
He's just a badass motherfucker. Beating the shit out of people. Shit out of people, man. That's what actually the thing.
Why can't you watch movies where there's people without special powers beating the shit out of people?
Well, that's kind of boring. You want you want some action. You want some blood. You want them ripping heads off.
I guess. I don't know. You're crazy.
Well, which movies are you liking?
I just watched Dogs in Space. It's an independent Australian film from the 80s. It's about the post-punk scene in Melbourne. It's pretty good.
Oh, what's that? Sorry, I drifted off for a minute there. What you were saying?
Why not heads get ripped off? I'm sorry. You gory fuck. What do you like them
Doesn't
sleeves? But love
no,
trolls and...
No, we got this show. We got this show about punk rock and crikey.
Is that your
what
gay...
What the fuck, man?
Is that your gay English accent?
That's my gay English accent.
Harry Potter, governor.
There you go, man. They all sound the same to me. I cannot clearly. I once met a guy who was a Kiwi, and I thought he was Australian, and he was so offended.
No, they're very different because they're more like, "Hey, bro, how you going, mate? Hey, bro." That's how they talk.
I guess we're just ignorant here. We're ignorant.
No, you are ignorant. That's a fact. I mean, you like wrestling, for fuck's sake. I don't get that at all. That's obviously pretend.
Yes. Oh, it's totally pretend.
But you're just living a make-believe world of superpowers, wrestling, and you're happy.
You know what? When the world's as fucked up as it is, that might be a good thing, my friend.
I'm not sure the world is fucked up.
The world's totally fucked up, dude. Totally.
Why?
It's a fucking disaster.
Why?
Everything's a disaster.
Like what?
You got forced vaccinations, dude. You ever had any forced vaccinations in the history of this fucking planet? You ever had the financial systems in this fucking utter chaos?
Yes.
This world is fucked up, dude.
The Great Depression was worse financially. You weren't forced to have vaccination. A lot of people weren't forced. And maybe it woke a lot of people up, and
this
then
is
in the
a
long term, it's going to be
time.
Good. No, it's fine. You're fucking worried too much. Everyone's too negative.
My God.
What a wonderful time to be alive.
You know what you need? You need some of Gino's stickers, buddy. You need to learn about COVID. You need to learn what the government's doing. You need some Gino Bisconti in your life.
I had COVID. It was fine. Did you get the COVID?
Pussies. Never had the COVID. Never had a shot. Never had the COVID. Never wearing a mask. It's gay. It's fucking gay. It's gay brainwashed shit. You got brainwashed, which is fine.
I'm glad I caught it.
I'm not saying there's something wrong. You got brainwashed. That's fine. I accept that.
You catching COVID.
You fucking, well, for the whole fucking back, for whatever. Whatever you want to believe. You got a cold is what you got. Did you get COVID? How do you know you got COVID? How do you know what you got? There was no cases of the flu during the COVID?
No, there wasn't.
There were no colds. There was just COVID. All of a sudden, it was just COVID.
Yeah, but it's like...
I find it interesting. COVID. I guess you don't find it interesting. You're busy watching Dogs in Space or whatever the fuck shit you're watching. I got you. I'm following you.
You're sounding more like Geno every day, but you're good at the filibuster, but isn't...
I enjoy it, yes.
Isn't COVID essentially a cold with a tweak of Chinese dust?
It's totally a fucking cold.
But, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, until you shoot yourself up with some scientific fucking experimental drug that fucks up your DNA.
Yeah, I know. It's like all these young people having heart attacks. That can't be good.
Exactly. Well, look how many fucking gays there are nowadays, too. There's shit going on, man. Alex Jones told us. They're turning the frogs gay. There's shit in the water.
Do you think that there are more gay people now? Maybe there was this many gay people.
There's totally more.
When we were young and they just didn't tell you. They were secret gays. And now they're more rowdy.
Well, perhaps they were secret gays.
Well, they obviously were gay people.
Perhaps it's just a deviant time.
Well, that's a
fact. People are brainwashed.
Look at OnlyFans, whores. Women are whores now.
Women are whores, and women who are completely unattractive are, you know, getting naked and all this, and that's disgusting.
It is.
I think we can agree on that.
100%. And it's sad that they think that the only way to get attention is through being a gaping hole on the internet. Why can't you be funny or interesting?
It's I have no idea. It's insane.
I thought you were an expert on women.
No. Who said I was an expert on women?
I made it up.
Okay, we'll run with it. I'm an expert on women. Mm-hmm. They're dumb cunts. Dumb cunts.
Uh-oh.
Except for some of them. There's some very nice women on Twitter.
They're not
all dumb cunts.
Who are the nicest women on Twitter?
Well, some bunny bitch is a dumb cunt.
Yes.
Some bunny is a dumb cunt.
No, she is dumb.
Okay. You want the nice women?
They're
very good. Kelly's very nice.
Yep.
Becky's very nice.
Yep.
My list might be over.
A lot of people think Becky isn't nice. She's a controversial figure.
Becky's very nice.
Well, she's not a whore.
Becky likes who she likes. Becky loves fucking Mr. Zen. She loves fucking Pat Dixon. She's become a... Chad wants her as vice president of the Team Chad.
Who's the president
Chad? You know what? Well, Chad is the president of Team Chad. Becky as the vice president of Team Chad.
All right, we'll get the podcast later.
You know, Levy Land loves Becky.
Why?
Kevin Brennan. Becky's a huge... Yes.
Why did you never get a wife?
Ask your question. What do you need a wife for?
Well, you don't. I'm just asking you.
That's why you don't need a wife.
Did you ever have a long-term living de facto situation?
No, because I'm difficult to deal with.
In what way?
I call people cunts. I don't give a shit.
But wouldn't there be
some... I do a lot of Kevin Brennan type things.
Wouldn't there be some sort of Alberta woman who thinks that's cool?
Well, there's all sorts of women who think that's cool.
Well, you got a problem.
I don't think that's... Fuck, I don't need no bitch in my life.
So it's not a gay thing. You're not secretly homosexuals.
Well, who knows? You know, it's fucking 2022, buddy.
How old are you?
Maybe I'm a fucking Jim Stansel here. Maybe I'm in the closet. Maybe fucking, you know, maybe we're all going down to Orlando. Maybe, you know, we're at a club with a bunch of gays and we're all hugging and kissing each other. I don't know.
Would you play?
It seems like, you know what? They seem to have a real good weekend. That's all I can say.
Would you play gay chicken?
I would not play gay chicken. That is not my scene. I don't particularly like people anyways. I'm not fucking down with dudes or chicks. I like fucking being me, man.
I see pictures of your man Gino kissing Stansel, or he says how he played gay chicken, and I can't wrap my head around it. I just can't wrap my head around it.
No.
In fact,
no, I can't wrap my head around any of that shit that those guys
I don't know anyone in my life, any man in my life who is like that.
Nope.
Like,
I don't meet people like that.
I don't hug other guys. I'll shake your hand. That's about it.
That's how it should be.
I think it's enough.
But I'm not a real fun motherfucker. Like, I'm a fucking dickhead. I'm a fucking asshole.
Oh, I'm very fun. I know fun. I can't
What's
back that
brown
up.
Brown steak's definition of fun.
I can't back that up in any
what
way.
What type of fun is brown steak get up to?
Mowing the lawn, complaining, hatred.
See, that's what I like to do. That's my version of fun. Hatred.
Yeah. And we're fun guys.
Being a dickhead, fucking calling chicks cunts, it's fucking fun, man.
It is fun. Should Canada just merge with the USA? You're so similar, just fuck it, merge together.
I do believe people in Alberta, where I live here, I do believe people, there are a large number of people who would merge with the USA, yes.
What's the Dominic Sin opinion?
Well, the Dominic Sin does like his fucking free healthcare.
Ah, communist Dominic.
Dominic does like the socialism, which the Americans are not going to like, but Dominic Sin likes fucking just going to the doctor whenever the fuck he wants, not having to pay a thing.
Really? The doctor's free over there?
Yeah.
It's $85 here to go to a doctor.
No, you don't pay nothing.
But if you go to the hospital, nothing. It's free. Like, I could have a heart attack, whatever. They do everything for free at the hospital. But if you go to your GP, you got to pay.
Nope. You don't have to pay anything here. We don't even – we used to have to pay a yearly fee. We don't even have to pay that anymore.
You have to pay for, like, medicines and shit?
You do have to pay for prescription drugs, yes.
Okay. Now, you're a middle-aged guy. Are you on any cholesterol meds?
I'm an old man like the rest of you fucks.
Do you have to have high blood pressure meds yet? You're an angry man?
Nope.
Cholesterol?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Good for you.
Nope.
Well, why did you choose
I got
to
no
get
wife,
gout?
Man. You don't have to worry about that shit.
Why
it's
did
all
you
a fucking wife shit, fucking.
Why did you choose to get gout then?
Well, whatever. You get gout? I don't fucking, I got no problems right now.
How old were you when you got gout?
Probably 45.
And what causes it? Is it just like too many feasts?
Too many feasts, too many, too much red meat, too much processed sugars.
Right.
So now what I
but
do
you're not
is
fat.
I eat better. I eat pork. I do lots of different types of fasting, which once again is like Gino, but I was doing fasting before Gino.
Suspicious.
What makes you suspicious?
Well, at some point you're just going to start wearing a headband and become Gino.
No headbands, no.
Headbands are gay, aren't they?
I like my hair nice and short. I don't have that curl. I don't have those crazy curly locks like that fucking oily fucking Italiano.
Yeah, I'm a short hair guy and no hats, no headbands, no nothing. Watches are gay.
I do like that. I like the hats, I gotta tell you.
What about a watch?
I used to always wear a watch and I no longer wear a watch. But I have no problem with watches.
You gotta toughen up. thing is with Canada.
No. You gotta look cool, man. Fucking.
No. Are you friends with all the people from Canada? Like, do you hang out with Smokey Brooks, Joe Exotic, Buckets, Danielle with the hats? Do you all just hang out?
We got Witch down here, fucking Alberta. Fucking Witch is a good guy. We got Great North, who is not part of the Compound MLC thing, but he always has great tweets about movies and shit. And I've always loved my man, Joe Exotic. Joe is the best.
He really is. A lot of people don't like Joe.
He's always been the coolest guy. He's always been, you know, posting crazy shit.
Well, I agree with you on the crazy, but he's not cool because he's a real wigger. He's liking the rap, hats. I can't handle the hats and the rap. He's right into it.
Well, you told me heavy metal music sucks, so I guess fucking, you know, I guess the rap's where it's at for a guy like you. You don't like heavy metal.
Well, they're the only two options, aren't they?
I can see you completely listening to nothing but rap. I think that's the case. I think you're in the closet about the rap.
Not yet, but you never know. It's like you being gay, you don't know. I'm only 52. You don't know.
You haven't experienced it yet.
I've heard of the rap.
Joe enjoys his shit. Toronto is a completely different area. Ontario, that whole place where fucking Joe is, totally different from where I'm at.
Yeah, it's more civilized.
Well, that's what they tell you. Probably the case.
Do you speak French?
I took 6 years of French.
Were you successful?
Would you like me to tell you what I can say? Je ne parle pas français.
What's that mean?
I cannot speak French is all I can say. I cannot speak French. That's the only phrase I know.
What do you think of separatist Quebec?
Well, I enjoy that. I think they should leave. I think everybody should leave. Fucking fuck Trudeau. Fuck Ontario. Fuck the middle of the fucking country there. Fuck those losers.
You're wrong.
The rest of the country should leave.
You're wrong. Fuck the French.
Quebec should join France, and we should join the Americans.
No. This is where you're wrong. You're too busy with your movies, but you love ripping off heads. I say you conquer Quebec, kill the French, and then move on the US and take it over for yourself. It's ripe.
That was 1812. We're no longer at that point.
All right. Well, just pretend then.
We tried that. We already tried that.
When you were English, how long has Canada been independent for?
Well, you're asking me facts here, dude. Come on, let's talk some more superhero shit. I don't fucking know how long.
I don't know. Like,
I'm gonna guess 130 really? Years.
Holy shit, that's a long time. I imagine Canada, like, I've seen the Game of Thrones, and I imagine the border is that big wall, and you're all the White Walkers and shit beyond the wall. How accurate is that summation?
1864, it says. No, I am not a White Walker. 1864.
Oh, that's pretty good. Well, how come you don't play cricket? You're raised English, your country?
You know who's, you know, which group over here is the cricket fans? You know which group over here is the cricket fans?
The English?
The little brown people. The little brown people love the fucking cricket, dude.
Well, that's to their credit. That's to their credit. Why do you hate food picks on Twitter? Why do you hate food picks on Twitter?
Hockey is the fucking sport. What? Food picks?
Yeah.
Because it's gay? Who cares?
I love annoying you with it.
Well, okay, if you were like baking, if you're baking cheesecake or shit like that, I'd be more interested. I will admit, if it was like an ice cream sundae every day you were taking pictures of, I'd be more impressed. I wonder why I have goat.
Cheesecake. Listen to yourself. And ice cream sundaes. Oh, my God. You want, like, a little lady, a picture of a cheesecake cookie, but not something more interesting like eggs. Listen to yourself. It's terrible.
I like a big fat lady. I'm a big fat lady looking for some cheesecake.
Terrible.
You're filled with hate. I'm not enjoying this interview so far. Good. It's not going the way. It's not what I was told was going to happen.
I see you as a hostile witness.
I'm always very hostile.
Does Canada?
Very hostile.
Does Canada?
My tweets? Are my tweets hostile?
They can be, which I like. I'm not going to lie.
It's good to be hostile. These guys need their asses kicked. Fuck them.
I got my questions.
Taking all bullshit from people.
Does Canada have deadly snakes and spiders?
That is another great thing about Canada. We're fucking. So it's 0 degrees outside. Would you like to answer that yourself?
Yes, you do have deadly snakes and spiders.
No, it's fucking 0 degrees, dude. They'd all fucking be hibernating. They'd all be fucking hiding.
Ah.
We got crazy furry animals here. That's about it. You're going to have more of a problem with a bear here than fucking.
Well, have you ever been raped by a grizzly bear?
I have yet to be raped by a grizzly bear.
But you fantasize about it.
Well, perhaps. Isn't that the big thing with those fucking gays, the fucking bears?
I don't know.
Isn't Bob Biggerstaff a bear?
I don't know. He's had the gastric bypass surgery.
I think Jim Stansel could fit into that bear community.
No, isn't he more of a sexy young frat boy type?
The little hobbit?
Yeah.
Is there a hobbit community in the gays?
I don't know. You tell me. You live in Canada.
We don't have hobbits or gays, so I'm not sure.
Well, the hobbit was filmed in New Zealand, so I'll have to ask the New Zealand.
You know they're a fictional character, correct?
New Zealand is.
New Zealand.
Yeah, I've heard that. Do you live in a
house? Next question.
Do you live in a house?
Yes, I live in a house.
Do Canadian houses generally have crown molding?
With a basement.
Do they have crown molding?
No, but we do have basements. We have basements. No crown molding. I do have some crown molding, but it's not a big thing. I have one room with crown molding. But it's not a big thing here. But we do have basements.
What room is it?
It's a living room.
Why is that got crown molding? And is that because people see that room?
I guess. I don't know. Not being gay, fucking, I don't give two fucks.
Well, you're just too cool for school.
I think only a gay person would really care about all that type of shit. You know, I'd be worried about their taking pictures of their food and worried about crown molding. Shit
I do
like
a lot
that.
Of our renovation work.
It's like a homosexual thing.
Nah, it's manly because I do renovation work and I'm interested in the investment property market. And I've just noticed things about your different styles of housing. It's just interesting to me. And like a lot of houses in the US don't have fences. They go, fences are they're expensive. And I've never heard of a house without a fence. It's crazy.
It does seem a little different.
Do you have fences up there?
But whatever. Yes, we have fences.
Yeah, because there's a dude on Twitter.
I do not have a fence on the front of the house. You have a fence on the back of the house. Some people have a fence on the front of the house.
No, that's normal. You have your fence from the side of the house, down the sides, and the back.
Yes.
And then no weird dogs come in your yard. You know, it's just normal.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it was your countryman Buckets was having trouble with a dog in his yard from a neighbor.
Well, it depends where you live. I know people who live out in the, you know, out in the suburbs and, you know, they have a larger yard and they don't have as they it's very expensive to put a fence around your giant property, so.
Not really, no. Because you just put in the posts and then you run like.
Are you just going to argue everything? Are you going to argue everything with me? It's very expensive to put. That's for the reason why they don't do it. Because it's very expensive to put a fence around a giant piece of land.
I've done fucking fencing, and it's
are
not
you just
that
gonna argue?
expensive.
Is that who you are?
You're
Are
wrong!
you doing an interview, or is this a fucking combative motherfucker shit? What's going on?
This
I
is
thought
me
we
and
were
my
friends.
narcissist!
This
God
is
damn it.
horrible. This is not how Kevin Brennan does interviews. This is not how Kevin Brennan does interviews. I'm
Right.
not impressed. I thought you were learning from the best.
No. My next question. Canada's famous for Seth Rogen, Avril Lavigne, and Nickelback. What do you have to say to it for yourself?
Well, in Alberta, we only take responsibility for Nickelback. Seth Rogen is a Vancouver, a BC, a fucking left-wing fucking bullshit thing. And, okay, Avril was married to Chad Kroeger from Nickelback, so she's partially, but, you know, that broke up. So, but we only take responsibility for Nickelback. And
well,
we're a redneck type whack job place, so fucking guys singing about whores and cocaine is fucking pretty cool shit.
But they're bland as shit. Like, Nickelback suck.
Well, whatever. You get the international songs. We get all the fucking trash, garbage, fucking Nickelback songs. So,
Tell me the cool
that's the
Nickelback
other
song.
Problem, fucking. Oh fuck, we're not. I'm not a Nickelback expert, sir. I can't.
I see. Put on the spot.
Not a Nickelback expert.
Big Nickelback's collapsing.
Can't name you a fucking song.
On a house of lies.
I cannot name you a Nickelback song.
What's your favorite strip
I cannot
club?
Not name it.
Favorite strip club?
Fuck, we used to have strip. Pinky's was my favorite strip club. It was fucking great. No cover. You just walk. It was right by a mall. So you just walk in. You fucking sit down, you have a drink, you watch the girl. They do 15-minute breaks between each set. Fucking you'd hit the mall for 15 minutes. She'd come back. The next bitch is on stage. It's fucking great times. We used to have strip clubs everywhere in the city. And now the bikers have all these fucking little hookers fucking working from home, making more profit. So it's fucking sad.
So there's
I
no
miss it.
Strip clubs?
I miss it.
No strip clubs.
Well, a lot of them got burnt to the ground somehow.
Well, that's unlucky.
That's very unlucky.
What are the
very
odds?
Very unlucky. Were they, you know, they had two fires in 1 month, and then fucking later in the day, they decided just to tear the place down. Like, I don't know. That's kind of interesting. You fucking have an arson, and you're just tearing the place down. It's kind of like the bikers might control everything here. Might be the Hells Angels or pretty
don't
much
say,
run everything in Alberta.
Don't say too much. I do not have a witness protection program.
No, it doesn't matter. Fucking the cops know the Hells Angels run everything here. They're fucking pussies.
No, I don't care. Fuck it. Who cares? As long as it's run in orderly fashion, I don't give a shit. It's not my business.
Well, exactly. That's the nice thing about organized crime.
Exactly. It's organized.
They pay off the cops. Fucking they make money for politicians.
It's better than chaos.
The world is corrupt.
Yes, it is. Now, it says on your Twitter thingo that you're Gnostic. I don't know what that is.
Yes.
What's Gnostic?
Gnostic is, it's a form of, you could say it's a religion. Gnosticism is a belief that knowledge is the ultimate power. That knowledge is God. That there's no, that the whole, the Jesus thing or the Muhammad or, you know, whatever bullshit fucking shit you want to believe, that knowledge, experience is the ultimate. That is God.
Really?
Yes. And there's no morality to it. So all this little moral to not be fucking around with whores. No. Your whole point of existence is knowledge. And to be in true knowledge, to not be lied to about all the fucking corruption. So it is why I think, it is why I believe in all the conspiracies or most of the conspiracies. This is a world of chaos controlled by the Demiurge, which I have on my Twitter profile. The Demiurge is the evil liar. When you look back through mythology, you got gods like Set and Loki, who are deceivers. Well, that's what the demiurge is. You're on this plane of existence. You're filled with lies, filled with bullshit, and your only true purpose is to find the light of knowledge and knowing the truth.
Yeah, I like ignorance. Ignorance is bliss.
Well, there you go. You should be a Jesus freak.
Nah, I'm not that either.
Well, they're pretty... Oh, I was going to say something. Yeah, Half of my followers are Jesus freaks.
Really?
Gotta respect them. Yeah, half of my followers are Jesus freaks.
I don't really care what other people believe in at all. I don't think
they'll be listening to your podcast, though. I don't think they'll be listening to your podcast. You don't have any Jesus freaks?
I don't know. It's not my business.
I had a pastor following me.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yes. They love what they love. That's fine. I just don't care. It's just not interesting.
No. And whatever. They have they're nice people. Believe in the family. But they have very good virtue and morality.
I just find that
this is a corrupt planet. So
I saw on your Twitter, not your Twitter, but Twitter, that someone was calling out Cumia for, I don't know, getting into cocaine or something. And I'm like, I don't care. Why would I care?
Well, I don't know. Everything Cumia does is fucking scummy. So who cares? Like, the guy kind of leads a crazy, fun life. He's got his young whore.
Yeah, I mean, good for him. Are they jealous? Yeah.
He likes fucking young girls. He likes fucking trannies. Who doesn't? That's Tony Two Shirts, man. He's a guy looking for knowledge. He's not afraid to fuck. If the woman has a cock, that's okay with him. Count Cumia is down with that shit. He's very open-minded.
No. No cocks.
Very open-minded. You've never heard a story about the tranny?
No.
Oh, yeah. How about the vibrating egg? You never heard the Anthony Cumia story? Anthony Cumia story about the vibrating egg that Danny Golightly, the chick who he bit, found in one of his drawers.
No, I didn't know about any of that.
Yeah. It's a bit of a... He's an experimental type guy. And you know what? Love him for it.
Well, yeah, when I first got on Twitter...
Physically love him for it.
When I first got on Twitter, I had a few people reach out to me in DM and they're like, oh, you know, Anthony Cumia's dated younger women. And I'm like, I don't care. What's wrong with that? Like, people hate him. I think he should be held up as an example.
He has done some creepy things, though, but whatever.
Not to me.
How young is too young? Do we want to have the Anthony Cumia conversation? How young is too young?
Well, it depends on your age, don't you think?
Okay. If you're a fucking old freak like him, is it okay to be fucking talking to 14-year-old girls on social media? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go, buddy.
Who would want to talk to a 14-year-old girl full stop, Emma? They're annoying. Oh,
you got me, dude.
All right, so what brought you into the Compound Media MLC world? Like, what brought you to that world?
Well, I believe that I got introduced to this whole ONA Howard Stern shit through the mighty Artie Lang. When he fucking had his war, not his war, but when he went on the Joe Buck show, that's when I became aware of this whole thing. You know, I became an Artie Lang fan, and then you'd see Artie on different things. And then I heard about ONA. I'd listen to all the old clips on YouTube. So I got exposed to it. I've listened to all the old back shows. And then once Nick DiPaolo left Artie, I became a loyal listener to Artie on his Artie Lang show on DirecTV. And I just kind of got into it that way. And then, you know, Artie introduced me to Opie, and then Opie introduced me to fucking Kevin Brannon, and fucking here we are now. And Artie's the one. Artie used to have Gino on his show in 2015. Gino was a regular guest, so that's why I fucking fell in love with fucking Gino.
Yeah, right. See, I don't know any of this history. To me, it's all fresh. I never was an ONA guy. I've never watched Stern. I don't know any of these old podcasts. I'm relatively new. So it's quite interesting to me where all you people come from.
The Stern stuff is interesting because, like, I am only aware of Stern from pretty much 2000 to 2010. And, like, the Stuttering John stuff was all pretty much over by, I think, 2002. I think that's approximately when he left to go do Leno.
I don't know anything about Stuttering John. I've got no interest in Stuttering John. Why is that a thing?
I am not quite sure. I think just because he's such a complete and utter buffoon.
So what?
It is funny. Like, they could, the history of, you know, and the fan base of that Howard Stern had is just amazing. So there's so many people to pull from, especially in that tri-state area where they're from, the Connecticut, New York, Jersey area, and Philly. Like, it's just like that Howard, that was Howard Stern territory. So they're all familiar with Stuttering John, and he's just such an idiot.
Okay, so for new guys like me, that sort of shit, I'm like, I just got no interest, so I just skip over it. I'm just like, fuck.
You should be watching, you should be on YouTube.
Nah.
Checking out the old clips.
Man, I don't care that much.
Stern and Stuttering John. Art Lang.
Interestingly, great stuff. Interestingly, you're a big fan of Gino Visconti and Chad Zumach. How does that even happen?
Well, they used to live together. What are you fucking? It's not my fault they all fucking are crazy lunatics who all started fighting. Fuck, I love those guys, man. Fucking, nah. Yeah, I can be a fan of all of those guys.
How do you walk the line to say, because Gino and Chad, they get very angry if they think you're playing both sides. It's very tricky.
I try to be honest. You know, I love Gino. Gino agitates people. Problems happen, you know. Do I blame Gino? No, but what did he think was going to happen? I love the guy. I love watching his show. I think In Hot Water is just as good as it ever was with just Gino and no Aaron.
I think it's better.
And Chad, I love Chad. Chad is a great guy. Chad does fantastic podcasts with Tony Mazur. He does fantastic podcasts with his friend Tyler. Chad is very good. They're all entertaining guys. They're all professionals. And it's just chaos.
I didn't really like Aaron on In Hot Water. I found it annoying. I don't like the characters.
I didn't mind the characters. Aaron really tapped out. Like, he used to snack on the shows. He used to he'd run over the guests. Like, they make fun of Gino for running over guests. Aaron used to run over guests like crazy and just do his stupid, mindless fucking shit. I really enjoyed some of the thing. Aaron would bring up a lot of Canadiana in his little skits, which I enjoyed, which I very few people would get the references, but I like that part of Aaron. Aaron's a very nice guy, but I've always been a Gino fan, so.
Yeah, I think Aaron's a nice guy.
I'm a defender, I'm a Gino fan.
Any characters leave me cold, and I do enjoy a Gino rant. I love him angry. I think it's fantastic. However, when he gets that shrill, like, I'm doing better than ever, I'm winning, it's a bit lame, because it's like that divorced chick, you know, I'm fine, he left me, I'm happier than ever. It's a bit too shrill and unbelievable.
But I think this is why I'm a fan and why they don't get mad at me for fucking some of my support that I give other people, because I love listening to Gino do that shit. Like,
yeah, I'm definitely not a hater. It's crazy. I'm not a hater of Gino.
I don't think it's reflective that he's mentally stable, but it's highly entertaining. It's fun. The guy's having fun. Is he not living a great life?
He is, and he's having fun for sure. And he gets some hot women, too.
You know, he has attractive women. You know, he lives in a nice... I wonder how they fuck, because I imagine he's just got a single bed in that little apartment of his, but...
But she's only little.
She showed. It looks like what?
Keanu's only little.
Oh, I know she is little, but I think you need more than a single bed. But that's just me.
She's She's like half a person, really.
She is very tiny. Has she not always been nice to us on Twitter?
To you? She's always been nice to me.
Yeah, she's always nice. Who is she not nice to? She's a very nice girl.
Would you she's rather have thin, sex whatever. With Keanu or Alex Engelbert?
Keanu.
Canoe. Really?
How come you're mispronouncing her name? Her name is Canoe.
Canoe. The pink canoe. What's the worst
that's
guest
an
on
in
these?
Hot water reference.
Well, I don't watch it all the time. What's the worst guest on these
Fantastic.
Podcasts? Is it Barry Ribs?
No, I love Barry. I find Barry Ribs to be a complete asshole, but he is entertaining when he's on these shows because he's just another he's great. It's this is why I love the Howard Stern from 2000 to 2010. It was whack packs. It was just crazy guys fighting. Just everyone's a maniac. That's what I like. Barry Ribs fits into that. Barry Ribs brings it.
Because he's that annoying old guy.
He's just, yeah, and he's out of it. He doesn't care. He's just yeah. When he comes into Kumia and he looks like he's just hanging out at home. Like I've never seen a guy that relaxed.
Yeah,
he's
I
just
love
like
it when
he's got not a care in the world.
I love it when people yell at him. That's what makes me happy.
It's great when people yell at him. You know, Ray DeVito's another one. Always entertaining. You know, you're not quite always sure what the fuck's going on, but, you know, it's funny. These guys are entertaining.
No, it stresses me out because he left that job at Citibank and now he can't afford towels. It's very stressful.
It's funny, though. That's funny.
It's
the
funny
lives
that
these guys lead, it's funny.
It's funny
why
that it's
am I going
me.
To work for fucking I'm going to work for fucking 40 hours a week. I'm listening to fucking podcasts. Oh, you know, I got fucking tons of money. I got no fucking life issues. I'm watching these guys fucking who are living their life, but fuck, I don't know. They got no safety net. They're just fucking, they're crazy. They're all recording fucking shows from fucking Holiday Inn fucking lobby. How
yeah,
many of
crazy.
These guys are recording a show from the Holiday Inn lobby?
A lot. It's the
they're crazy.
It's that no safety net, poverty, late middle-aged desire for fame that's never going to happen. It disturbs me sometimes. But I'm not as relaxed as you, man.
I love it. It's I find it very entertaining.
Now, are you a Chrissy Mayer fan?
The dumb cunt?
Yeah. Would you say you're a fan?
No. I hate Chrissy Mayer. She's a horrible... Her and her fucking pimp Frank are fucking horrible. Did you not see this morning's little fucking bullshit?
Nah.
They got fucking Chrissy and Frank obviously got fucking Michael Gavin Ali to go at fucking Chad. Michael Ali fucking starts tweeting to fucking Dave Landau that Chad's a bad person and not to have him on his show. Fucking, we're like total fucking Frank and Chrissy manipulation move. She
that's
just has
funny.
Little
don't
bitches.
You think that's funny? I mean, everyone no. does that. Everyone does shit like that.
I don't find it amusing. I don't find it amusing at all.
But you like Chad does crazy shit.
Chad doesn't do crazy. What are you talking about? Chad's a straight up dude, man. No contest.
Didn't he ring?
He had a legal situation. It was like a comedy mishap, and he got a no contest.
Yeah,
nobody brings that up. Everybody's like, Chad's going to prison. Did Chad go to prison?
No.
Does Chad have any charges against him? Is Chad on probation? Chad got a no contest.
Yeah,
just
I'm not that interested in the
mistake.
In the credit card
all
thing.
Those fucking haters, the fucking haters can all fucking suck it, like the fucking crackhead connection.
But
what
you can apply that. Whole you can apply that to Chrissy tour. Mayer. You could say all the haters of Chrissy, you know.
She's
you just
a
hear
fucking
it.
Whore.
You can hear it from different fans. You just pick a side and then they just attack the other side. But it's all pretty much on the same spectrum to me. You just like what you
you're
like.
You're just crazy. You've lost it. Why have you lost it? Chad got a no contest. He's the most innocent man there is. Now, most people fucking don't have the documentation that Chad proves that he didn't do anything. Chad, you know, is not guilty because he got a no contest. Do you have a no contest? No.
I've never been charged with credit card theft.
Chad went to court. Chad went to court and proved nothing happened because he got a no contest.
Have you ever been charged with stealing credit cards?
We got a no contest, so
have you ever been charged?
Well, that's between me and my legal counsel. I'm not at liberty to discuss that right now.
Fair enough.
I have some job opportunities, and I'm not presently available to discuss those issues.
Yeah. So you went on Ski Mask and exposed Brian McCarthy as the liar that he is, which I enjoyed. Well done with his Dasecki scam.
You.
Are you still friends with Ski Mask? Do you still watch the show?
No, I never watched the show. It was a horrible fucking show.
It was okay at the start. I liked it. It was quirky and small, but then it became a frat boy thing where everyone talks and I couldn't handle it.
Now, you would be spending your time far better to be listening to back episodes of O&A and fucking Howard Stern with Artie than fucking ever watching any. I don't get all these. I don't get your fan podcast. I don't get any of the fan podcasts. Why? I don't get them. I don't understand. I'm not watching them. It's not my thing.
I think it's interesting.
I'm glad you're all having an entertaining, fun time. I'm glad you're having fun with it, but I don't get it.
I just think it's interesting to see what other fans think of things that you love. It's just fascinating, and there's so many different opinions. It's interesting to me. But, you know, fair enough, you're a historian. I'm not a historian. I couldn't give a fuck about the past. I live in the now, Dominic, the now.
Well, that's good that you live in the now. The power of now. Eckhart Tolle, have you read the book, The Power of Now?
No.
It was a very Oprah pushed this big time. Very popular book.
You're a big fan of Oprah?
I'm sure Gino has read it.
Yeah.
I'm sure Gino has read it.
I bet he has. All right. I'm going to ask some more opinions. What's your opinion of Morning with Bill Schultz?
Okay, now this one, nobody else enjoys the show. I enjoy the show. I enjoy you. I don't know how they were both on Fox because they are horrible, uninteresting interviewers, but they're interesting little monologue where they're both just being silly fucking for the first, you know, 10, 15 minutes. I enjoy that. I find Bill is like, he's like a sad little puppy. And Joanne's a sad little puppy too. They're both sad little puppies.
Is that entertaining though?
Most people are not going to find it entertaining. I enjoy the show, though. But everybody likes something different, though.
Yeah, fair enough. You love sad puppies. So you used to be a big sad MLC puppies. Guy, and now you're on the outer with Kevin Brennan. Do you still watch or listen to MLC?
When I hear an MLC, I do catch them on occasion. Some are very good. And some are not. Like, I don't find Kevin's as consistent as Gino or Chad.
So do you think it was your love of Chad that caused the schism between you and Kevin? Or do you think you just drifted away like you've lost interest in an old girlfriend?
I find Kevin a bit of a downer. It had nothing to do with Chad. Like, even when Chad was there, like, I could see why Chad was having issues. I could see why everyone's having issues with Kevin. I like Kevin. Kevin's a cool dude. I think he's depressed. There's people who are like, I think Dino fella, for instance, Dino always defends Kevin, thinks he's completely sane. Do you think Kevin Brennan is completely sane?
No.
No, Kevin is not completely sane. He gets very depressive, and it's sad. Like, I feel sorry for him because he's a 60-year-old man who, you know, he had tons of opportunities. He had a development deal. He had some fuck. He had a development deal in L.A. where he was developing a pilot, like, and that all crumbled on him. And it sucks.
But you just said you like Bill Schwartz and Joanne, whatever the fuck, Skinsky, because they're sad puppies. So what's the difference?
There's no difference. I enjoy watching Kevin as much as I enjoy watching them. It's what just I not like. A regular thing. I loved the burning bridges when Kevin would sit there with, you know, intelligent guys who knew him, like PJ Landers or Steve Marshall. Yep. He brought on Tim Dillon. He had so many, even Ian Fidance. Fucking Ian was hilarious with him.
Tom
was hilarious with him. It was always Kevin, and Kevin was not as depressed as he is now.
Well, I don't know if he's as depressed. I don't know if I see it that way. I think he's more lazy now, where he does no show.
I think he's always lazy.
He'll ring Ray because Ray will just do the show. So he's lazy. He just does half asses it or does a solo show where he repeats himself. You know, that's just laziness to me. It's not doing your best for your fans.
No. I think it's because he's depressed, though.
I believe him where he says his wife's working, he's busy, you know. He's just got a family.
I don't think he's busy. What's he busy?
He's
like the house mother who he's the housewife who's fucking telling you how busy they are. Like, fuck off.
I don't know. It's hard, man. It's hard on the
money. Somebody's gonna be mad about that. People are gonna be mad about that one.
What, housewives?
As I smile.
Well, I can relate because I've become the stay-at-home housewife, and I'm fucking busy, man.
Cooking eggs,
but the kids are very demanding. They're very needy.
Well, you got a bunch of kids too, man.
Yeah, but three have left home. They're adults. I've only got two at home.
Oh, well, guess you're just a fucking lazy cunt too then.
100%. Like, I don't understand the whole work ethic thing. Like, so many people are so proud of working themselves to death, which I used to work myself really hard. But, like, it's a means to an end. It's not something you should aspire to work yourself your whole life and then die. That seems a waste.
Completely agree.
And people who think that, and I'm talking to you, not Slap, you're an idiot!
Not Slap was not happy with us. He's very anti-Chad.
Is he? I don't know who's on whose side.
He was coming at me and Joe and Atticus about Chad, and didn't go too well for Not Slap, but whatever.
I like the guy.
Why does he get mad? Who gives a shit? Why does he get? I don't understand why any of these people get mad. Who gives a shit?
Well, this is why.
Calm the fuck down, bitch.
This is why I try not to get involved in these feuds because I don't care enough. Like, I don't have the passion to defend any of them. I like Gino, for example, right? But I'm not going to defend him. I'm not going to attack him. I just don't have that passion in me. I can't live up to that.
It's fun, though. I like doing it.
I prefer mocking women.
I know. That's your thing.
Yeah.
I don't. That's not my thing.
They're so pretentious.
I'm an attack dog.
All right. Well, we need you. We need you on that.
No. People, when people need me, they know. They contact me and I attack. Or in some cases, they're like, can you attack this person? But don't attack too hard. Those I like the best. It's like, this guy goes too hard. Can you not go that hard?
What?
And I come in soft, and then they're like, thank you.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why can't they just do it themselves?
Attack people for them. That's what I'm here for.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't
because
know
I'm
that.
A fucking mean dick.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, it
that's
is fun.
What I like to do, man. And they know I love it.
I'll have to outsource some work.
I know,
to
you're too busy with you. You're so fun with all your little hens there. Fucking Flat Cat and fucking somebody.
I love
Christina.
Flat Cat. How do you not love Flat Cat?
Hmm. Let me count the ways.
What a dick. Now listen.
What?
Do you listen to Tim Dillon?
I do listen to Tim Dillon. Did you hear Tim Dillon's little fight with his ex-producer?
Yeah. Ben Avery.
That was brilliant.
It was.
That was brilliant.
I feel sorry for Tim.
I'm glad. No, fuck Tim. I love Tim, but fuck Tim. Tim's a dick, man.
Yeah, I know. He is a dick. But that, I like dicks. They're funny people. And...
Well, that was good how Ben finally stuck up for himself.
Nah, fuck Ben. What's he bring? He's just a producer. He, part of his job is to take the bullshit of Tim trashing him, and he got butthurt.
And he did. I hope he put away whatever money he got from that. And
he didn't need to quit
sure
like a little bitch. He could have just been
Could you imagine? Could you imagine taking care of a fucking fat, lazy, asshole, fucking gay feller like that?
Well, no. But that's not my career path.
That would be horrific.
Yeah, but he chose that career.
That would be horrific.
It's not like he went into it thinking...
Yeah, well, he's moved on to something else.
Yeah, he'll never fucking be successful. Fuck you.
It's like how many people have done a podcast with Kevin Brennan and like, this will be great. And then fucking 3 months later, they're like, oh my God.
That's why he's the best.
Every one of them.
He's the best. He doesn't do the fake love everyone
call Kevin
thing.
The best.
He fucking makes me so happy how miserable
I like
he is.
Kevin.
Do you ever
I don't
listen?
Like how miserable he is. It does not make me.
No, it makes you feel better about your own life.
I don't.
Do you ever
listen
to the
I don't
guests?
Know. You should,
do you,
you
listen
should
to guests?
Your life. You're retired. You got.
I do.
I do not listen to Gas Digital.
No, me neither.
But Gas Digital sucks. I hate that Aaron Berg show.
I just can't
even get me to listen to Berg's Bass. Berg's Bass with Mike Figgs. Okay, here's the thing. I like Mike Figgs, but they replaced Mike Figgs with Frankie McDonald on In Hot Water, and the fans 100% love Frankie better.
Yeah. I think that's more
poor Mike Figgs.
That's a puppy dog thing, though. Because I like people to be witty, and, you know, Frankie seems like a nice guy, but he's not witty.
It's funny. But you didn't listen to Stern. You weren't aware of the Whack Pack.
Fuck the Whack Pack. Fuck Stern.
Beetlejuice and Eric the Actor.
I only care about what's good now, my friend.
Pitched Eric. Pardon?
I only care about what's good now.
Like Dogs in Space?
Yeah, that's different. What about, do you listen to Matt and Shane?
Nope.
What other podcasts do you like in the comedy world?
I think that's it.
Do you see most of these? You know, most
well,
of the.
Well, Levy Land. How about Levy Land? Do you ever watch that?
I do. I
Rob
like.
Rob Sal.
I watch Levy Land. I don't watch it all the time, I watch it a lot of the time. Do you watch it?
Yeah. We're missing it right now.
Well, you watch it
doing
later.
This bullshit. Fuck. Oh, am I breaking the fourth wall here? Fucking saying when we're recording this? Fucking, but we're missing it right now.
You'll catch up. do you see, like, the guys that we follow, the comedians, they're not top tier successful guys.
No.
And I know that you're financially quite responsible. Like, you save, invest, you own your own house. I respect all those things. Do you any of these guys having a decent retirement? Any of them?
Well, no, but what I can see is them screaming at us right now saying, I'll never retire. This is my life. You don't get it. You don't have the passion. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't.
No. No, it's so fucking whatever. Gino used to live in his car. You don't think fucking Gino would be living in his car again? Fucking him and Bill Schultz living in a fucking hatchback going like, we're living the life.
Do they get pensions in America? Like, is there an old age pension?
I do believe that they do have old age pension.
Oh, well,
but those guys have no, they have no other pension. I can't imagine their old age pension's great in fucking the US.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it'll be very good, but I think that I think Bob Levy and Kevin Brennan, they've got property that they own that they'll be okay, you know?
Well, I think Bob will be fine.
He got his payout.
Bob's a responsible guy. Bob's done a lot of, Bob used to do those Stern tours where he made thousands and thousands of dollars. They had insane fucking crowds.
Yeah, but every divorce, and I've been divorced, they're very expensive. Divorces tend to...
That is true.
Tend to hurt financially. That is true. If I didn't have a divorce, I'd retire a lot wealthier man.
And it depends. Like, these guys, as long as you've got connections, like, I don't know how long Kevin's going to be opening for Louis C.K., but perhaps if he keeps opening for Louis C.K. and Louis C.K. does another television show, that would set Kevin for life if he could ever have that opportunity. And that opportunity, I'm sure, is available.
I hope so. So as a respectable and successful saving investor, what would you advise to these young kids starting out in life working in regards to money? Because they seem to buy a lot of stuff and not have the save ethic.
I have, you know what, these guys and all their Uber Eats, I think if they just quit that, if these people all just quit their Uber Eats, quit getting their food delivered, bought groceries and cooked their own fucking shit.
But then wouldn't they just use that money for drugs and holidays? Like, they just don't seem to have that, maybe because they've never lived in a recession or hard times, but they don't seem to have that desire.
I've never known anybody to live in their mom's garage. I've never known that. I've never known anyone to live in a car. I've never known, a happy black feller to just fucking live wherever he can. You know, I've never known a guy like Ray DeVito who's just constantly in a different place. I've never known a guy like Barry Ribs who seems to have nothing.
Yeah, true.
They're very odd people.
Yeah,
I cannot speak to what's going on there.
What about your opinion on the content house? Like that was on the weekend, the big content house. Is it just a big brother?
Gino was very critical of anyone saying bad things about the content house, but it was horrific. Who gives a shit, Gino? I don't fucking give a shit. I'm glad you had a nice time. The fans and Kevin and everybody. That was fucking horrific. I posted quite a few of the videos that I saw about it. It was insane. Like, it's just a bunch of fucking losers.
Yeah,
there's no hot chicks there.
It's very, very odd. It's what is the appeal? Who are you appealing it to? Because you can be overexposed, and I don't want to see these comedians in a Big Brother situation. Obviously, maybe someone does. Maybe they make money. I don't know. But it seems to be more hate-watching than anything.
Sadly, they have a lot of fans. Chrissy has a lot of fans, sadly. That's the saddest thing there is. Like, I hate this. It was horrible. I don't know who can watch it. I don't know who can watch the fucking the wet spot. I don't know who can watch that shit, but people do.
What do you think of the having the fans like Boffrey and Lindsay or Mead and Stancil that are in the world? They're not comedians, but they're in that world and they're local to Compound, and they're invited into the house. What do you think that is? Like, is that just to fill out numbers, or is that them?
Stancil might have been the funniest guy in that house. Am I out? Stancil's probably the funniest guy in that house.
I think he's funny, man.
The funniest person. I think he's a very funny guy. He likes to do all the fucking coming at people, so I hope he doesn't fucking mind people coming at him. That's all I can say. I find him very entertaining. Up the whole crackhead collection, I find Jim the fucking most entertaining.
Yeah. I like all those people, but I just don't know if the content house is an interesting thing.
Yeah, but how much did you watch?
None.
He watched none. See, at least I'd watch 5 minutes here and I'd watch 5 minutes there, and I saw some fucking creepy shit.
I saw clips on Twitter. So there'd be a clip on Twitter. And
did you see Chrissy Mardancy?
Did what?
Tell me you saw Chrissy Mar dancing.
Yeah, with the chicken dance.
It was horrific.
Like, it kind of turned me on. It kind of turned me on, I'm not going to lie.
Well, okay, this interview's over.
Maybe it's an Australian farmyard thing. I don't know, man. She can be sexy.
But it's like, and she brings on porn stars. Well, she doesn't bring on porn stars. She brings on fucking OnlyFans fucking whores. Like, they're just horrific looking women.
I think
they're
that,
not attractive. I saw Stancil.
Hang on a second. I think that yes. Brittany Venti with straightened yes. hair looked good.
I think I just find Brittany to be bland beyond belief. And like, well, what is she? Is she fucking a seven?
Yeah.
She's a very bland seven. Well, congratulations.
I've never heard her even
She's
talk.
She's a seven, dude.
I don't know anything about her.
She's a seven.
Because I'm scared of curly hair. It freaks me out. So I generally try and avoid her. But then when she had the straightened hair, I'm like, hello. That's more like it.
Well, Gino had a fucking very attractive fucking Jew chick who looked a lot like Brittany, except had a personality. Sabrina Piper on his show. She's been on Compound a lot. Fucking, she's way better looking than Brittany, and she's got a better personality. She's way more funny, and she wasn't taking any of Gino's shit. There's like, she's a set. Brittany's a seven. Like, I don't get it. Tony Mazur said the same thing, and I'm just like, she's a seven. Who gives a fuck?
Well, she's got nice tits, though.
She does have nice tits. Lots of chicks have nice tits, dude.
That's true.
Is that not true?
That's
true.
There's so, tits everywhere.
What is the draw for that that little fucking house full of losers? Like,
well, there isn't one. And let's be honest, I don't find most women that funny in personal life or on podcasts. But I'm a misogynist.
Well, I find the women just as funny as fucking, you know, as a Barry Ribs or as some of these other people who I won't name, but
yeah, so it's more their. Shows,
I don't know.
It's more their role to be annoying.
I don't
or to bring the best out of the actual funny people.
But that's what I think I'm watching when I'm watching all of these shows. Am I watching guys who are? It's like I'm laughing at them more than laughing with them.
No, I can do both, but. On the fun, actual people that are witty. There are witty guys. Anyway, before we wrap up, who are the most annoying people on Twitter?
Well, that's somebody who I already brought up is a dumb cunt, but she's the most annoying. I find Flat Cat annoying. You know, I find Christina annoying.
Some bunny is the only person I've ever blocked. The one person.
Why, whatever.
She broke the block
and the mute features. The block and the mute features are there to help you. They're tools. Just like the people on Twitter in many cases.
Well, I think with men, you can just argue and be a dick to each other. But with women, if you be mean, then they, you know, they get their simps involved. Oh, poor me. That guy was mean. And they don't play fair. So you're better off to block or mute the women.
Well, whatever. There's, you know what? I never have a problem with very good Kelly or Becky. They're both always very nice. It's not the women. It's just fucking the women that you're associating with.
I associate and with all the, many women, my friend.
I have tons and tons of right-wing followers who are women who are always very nice.
Yeah, I've got plenty of women
Tony
followers.
Tony girl is always very nice. Tony's very nice. Andrea's very nice.
I don't really know Tony girl.
Well, because she only tweets, you know, nice things. And she's an In Hot Water fan, so.
Yeah, I'm more of an In Hot Water dabbler.
There's so many nice people on Twitter, though.
There are.
And there's it's a nice community.
Fucking losers as well.
Well, there's not that many losers.
Yeah, there are.
Well, okay, who are your losers?
Well, I think anyone without naming names, because say I'm a professional broadcaster, I've got to be careful. But anyone who can give shit but not take it is a loser.
But they've all blocked me, so I guess I no longer deal with them.
But they're still losers behind their blocks.
Yeah, but I guess they leave my consciousness. Who else? Name some names.
I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Marshall Bropri? That Marshall Bropri's a loser, but fuck.
Why?
Who else?
Why?
Bopri's just a little bitch from fucking little compound cult there.
But I don't know why people.
Is Bopri not just a bitch for the compound cult?
I don't know him that well. I don't understand the hate for him, though.
He's just a little bitch for the compound cult.
The only thing I don't like about him is he has a beard and he's a vegan. That annoys me. But I'm not as in the compound.
Rob Saul's going to block you again if you fucking start in with the veganism.
He has blocked me a couple of times.
Yeah, I remember.
Has he blocked you before?
No, but I'm careful.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? If you don't want my opinions and you need to block me, that's vegan shit,
and I'm like, oh, fuck. Can you imagine he blocks you because of you bash his veganism?
Well, it might happen. I think he's toughened up a little bit, though.
I think he's relaxing a bit, yes.
Yeah, he was more fragile before. I wonder whether he had the proper childhood where you give each other shit all the time. Get that nice thick skin. Which is healthy, right?
Oh, it's very healthy to have thick skin and not give a fuck. You shouldn't give a fuck, people.
No, you shouldn't.
It's a bullshit world. It's a bullshit corrupt world.
I can't think of any, like, people try and slam you on Twitter and they make all sorts of remarks and it's never hurt me. Some are just lame and you think that's pathetic, but to be actually hurt by what someone says on Twitter, that says more about you. That means you're weak or you're not confident in yourself or you're not happy in yourself. So fuck you. You weak fucking cunt.
It is so alien to me, I don't even know how to define it.
Yeah, it's been a real experience. I've never met people like that because where I live, people are a lot tougher emotionally. So it's been good for me to see and try and be more patient. I think I'm getting pretty patient.
Yeah, I do not spend much time with left wing fucking fact. Oh, I was gonna say a bad. I was almost gonna say one of those bad words, one of those restricted words, but one of those those lady man type people. Not my thing.
No. All right. Well, we better wrap it up. We've gone over an hour, which is always my aim to keep it under an hour, and I always
did we fail. Do more than 23 minutes? Do we do more than 23 minutes?
Yeah, he's left Twitter, man. He's gone. Gone.
Oh, I don't. Well, whatever. I did leave Twitter before when I got fucking when one of my I think when the I can't remember which one when Landau I think fucking finished my account. I did leave Twitter for a while.
I remember when you left and you were like, "I'll email." I'm like, "Email? Who fucking emails? No one." That was crazy time.
I was hurt by that, sir. I thought you'd be happy to hear from me. You son of a bitch.
I fucking hate email. Email is a very bad
emails
way
were great, dude.
What?
If I can email, but email is a fantastic way to communicate.
Nah, fuck email.
It's great. Why is it a bad form of communication? It's a great form of communication.
Because I don't have email.
You write it up. You look it over. You get all the facts. It's great.
I think it's more of a me problem in the sense that for some reason, I can't get email on my phone. I fucked up a password. So on my phone, you got Twitter or whatever, it's quick. But email, I've got to log onto the laptop and remember the password. It's a bit of a hassle. I think it's more that I'm in
contact. No, we never brought up that I don't have a phone, so.
You've never had a phone?
No.
That's fucking insane.
So I do everything on the laptop, so.
Do you have a landline at
or
home?
On someone else's computer? Yes, I do have a landline.
So you've never owned a
never cell had a phone. Cell phone.
That's fucking insane. Never. It's so convenient.
I know. That's what my mother says. My mother's like, what are we gonna do with never having a cell phone? It's becoming a bit of an issue.
Well, that wouldn't make me want to get one, but more for the fact that I get bored so quickly. Like, I can't do a shit without looking at Twitter or, doing some. I get bored. Like, you go to the doctor and you got to wait in a waiting room. You know, you got to look at your phone because what the fuck are you going to do? Even watching a movie, you got to stay busy.
You don't have people to. You don't have voices in your head, sir. What's going on?
Kill them all. Yes. All right. Well, thanks for doing the podcast. I appreciate it. What are your plugs?
Always a delight. You are one of the best people on Twitter, sir. Everyone else can go fuck themselves.
That's the spirit. All right. Thanks, mate.
Okay. Ciao.
Bye.
That's what the world needs, another podcast.
That's right. From two comedians.
Yeah, my mom has a fucking podcast.